Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Over the last few weeks, I have been sharing with you stories of Den Danske Pioneer, the Danish Pioneer, as it is the oldest and has had the widest circulation of any Danish-American newspaper. Moreover, this year, 2012, the Danish Pioneer, Den Danske Pioneer, is celebrating its 140th anniversary. And to mark that anniversary, the museum, working with the Danish American Archive and Library in Blair, Nebraska, and the owners and publishers of the Danish Pioneer, have put together an exhibit. This exhibit, tracing the history of the Danish Pioneer, was funded through a grant from the Nebraska Committee for the Humanities. And as I mentioned, it tells this dramatic story of the Danish Pioneer coming into existence in 1872 in Omaha. Those of you who have listened to our radio program Across Oceans, Across Time, Across Generations, you know that the paper was founded in Omaha, and that it was through the support of individuals like Edward Creighton that the paper was able to be established. Last week, I described for you one of the important editorial battles that Sophus Niebel, editor of the Danish newspaper, the Den Danske Pioneer, between the early 1880s and 1931, a battle that he fought with the Danish government, the minority government in Denmark, that sought to rule despite being in the minority, and to maintain the power of the aristocracy and the larger landowners and the well-to-do. Ultimately, however, at the end of the 1890s, the situation had become so difficult that the Constitution was reviewed, and the more liberal forces came into power, and democracy really has prevailed in Denmark since that time. Indeed, if we consider the idea of democracy and think about the Danish political system and compare it to our political system, one might conclude that they may even be a little more democratic than we are. There are numerous parties, depending on how many people register. There are anywhere from 11 to 14 parties competing for seats in the parliament, in the Folketing, and many people vote. Voting oftentimes exceeds 80% of those registered to vote, which sadly far exceeds what the tendency is here in the United States. But as I indicated last time, by 1958, the Danish Pioneer, which was being published in Omaha, had begun to lose subscribers, and a group of investors from Chicago decided to buy the paper and move it to Chicago. Now, one of the reasons why they were willing to think about moving it to Chicago was that Chicago had actually provided much of the news for Den Danske Pioneer over the years, particularly from about 1930 through the early 1950s. Moreover, there were some more recent Danish immigrants there, and they were committed to bringing out the paper. The first editor in Chicago was a man by the name of Hjalmar Bertelsen. He had been trained as a typesetter, not unlike Sophus Niebel, and so after retiring from working in a number of businesses, he decided to found a printing business, and then in 1958 led the effort to purchase Den Danske Pioneer. He was very pragmatic, as he said, people talk about the paper's death, but we're still living, and we have a circulation of 5,000, but we are read by three or four times that many. I've not tried to find financial help for the paper because I believe that if Danes want to read about their affairs, they will pay for the paper. If not, they won't, then we must give up. Well, they have not given up. In fact, in 1984, Chris Stephenson purchased the Bertelsen Publishing Company, which publishes Den Danske Pioneer. And today, his wife, Elsa, and their daughter, publish and edit the newspaper, Linda Stephenson being the editor. And so the newspaper continues, and it has celebrated a wonderful 140 years of existence. This Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn, over the Memorial Day weekend, we invite everyone to come out to the Danish Immigrant Museum, as we will be featuring as one of the exhibits, exhibit created by the museum and the Danish American Archive and Library, funded by the Nebraska Committee for the Humanities. This exhibit is going to be at the museum over the Tivoli weekend, and so we invite those of you who are interested to come on out and visit that. Thank you.